This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's federal lawmakers are part of a bipartisan push for a tax credit that helps families and small businesses prepare for natural disasters. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Senator Michael Bennett and Representative Brittany Pedersen are among the sponsors of the bipartisan bicameral Shelter Act. The bill proposes a tax credit of $2,500 for households and businesses to help with the cost of disaster mitigation. For example, strengthening the durability of your roof before the next hailstorm or elevating housing to reduce potential flood damage. Bennett says it's about Congress doing more to help homeowners and renters prepare for a natural disaster. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And speaking of natural disasters, recent heavy rainfall has washed out all bridges over Cherry Creek in Castlewood Canyon State Park. Park officials say water levels were over 9 feet last week. Spokeswoman Kara Van Hoos says the park remains open, but visitors will have to use alternate trails to navigate the park.
Visitors who want to do a loop that would normally involve crossing a bridge over Cherry Creek need to know that that is no longer a possibility. So any sort of loop is now an out-and-back trail.
Van Hoos says repairs won't begin until water levels are lower. An Aurora man faces criminal charges for making threats against Governor Jared Polis. He's charged with retaliation against an elected official, a low-level felony. RTD has adopted new rules that formally ban loitering, harassment, and other unwanted behaviors on trains and buses and in its stations. RTD's police and security teams are now also allowed to suspend chronic offenders more easily. The transit agency is trying to make its trains and buses feel safer and attract more commuters. This is CPR News and KRCC.